Hey everybody, Josh Peck here. Got an update video for you today. So we got three things that are all happening at the same time, which is really strange. We have a devil comet that is that's flying by at the same time as the eclipse on April 8th, and also researchers have noticed that the moon is rusting. So, very strange when you think about the prophecies about, the moon turning red, moon turning to blood and stuff. Now, I still think that that's probably just like a blood moon type of event, but still, it's still kind of weird. So I'm not going to get too much into the actual eclipse because I did a whole video on that recently. So, go ahead and check out the channel, Daily Renegade YouTube channel for that video. Also, if you're here for the first time, please subscribe and click the bell for all notifications so you know when we post a new video, which is actually pretty frequently. And we have four new episodes of the Sharpening Report that are premiering on YouTube, but just a reminder, those are only half the video. Those are only half interviews. To get the full interview, you want to go to dailyrenegade.com and become a member. And also, when you're a member there, you get advance copies of everything. You get advance, like right now, all four of those interviews are on the website available to view right now for members. Even this video, if you're watching it on YouTube right now, members of Daily Renegade already got it first. So, dailyrenegade.com if you want that. So let's dig into this. The Devil Comet is headed our way. This comes from astronomy.com. So it says the so-called Devil Comet has a much less terrifying name, Comet 12P Pons Brooks. The short period comet orbits the sun once every 71.2 years, similar to the famous Halley's Comet. And for the record, any comet with a period less than about 200 years is considered short period. So the comet, it's not a newcomer at all. We've known about this comet ever since 1812, but observations of the comet back then weren't precise enough to predict exactly when or where it would return. So it was kind of like rediscovered in 1883. More modern astronomers think maybe the comet was recorded on previous passes too, maybe even as early as 1385. Well, this comet is bigger than Everest, apparently, so it's absolutely huge. But it's passing by at the same time as the eclipse on April 8th. Now, why is it called the Devil Comet? It's because this thing actually has like devil horns. In late July of 2023, the comet underwent an outburst, blowing off a bunch of gas and dust and brightening by about 100 times, jumping overnight from magnitude 17 to magnitude 12. So such outbursts are random, unpredictable, and they're not entirely common. Though researchers have noticed that this comet in particular has exhibited such behavior before several times per orbit. But this outburst caused the comet to distort into like a horseshoe or a horned shape with a dark center and bright wings or points. So many media outlets have nicknamed this the Devil Comet. After the outburst, the comet settled down again and its brightness remained steady until again, when it outburst again, bringing those horns back. So it sounds like these horns come and go. Now, this comet isn't any danger to Earth. Nobody's saying that it's going to hit Earth or anything like that. But it might be visible during the total solar eclipse. So the last time that this comet passed perihelion, which is the closest point to the sun in its orbit, that was back in 1954. And the next will be this year, April 21st, 2024. So that's only 2 weeks after the April 8th total solar eclipse that will cross North America. And we know that this comet, that the Devil Comet, will be in the sky near the sun during totality. So it's likely to be bright enough to pick up with binoculars, and if If it outbursts again, maybe even visible to the naked eye in the daytime twilight brought on as the moon covers the sun. So, again, like a total solar eclipse is... Like eclipses aren't really rare. Total solar eclipses are a little bit more rare. This comet is kind of rare, but for both of these to happen at the same time, I mean, how rare is that? Especially, like, within such close proximity of each other where you can actually see it. That's pretty insane. We've talked about on other videos how, you know, you can't really say, you know, well, this comet means this, or this eclipse means this, although we are told in Genesis that signs in the sky, you know, they're meant for signs, that thing, sun, moon, and stars, things that happen, they're meant for signs. So, a lot of people have been wondering what all of this means. Well, not only that, but we have something really strange happening with the moon. So, we have a, you know, the eclipse, the sun, which involves both the sun and the moon, and then we have this comet thing, which in biblical terms they would have called anything like that a star. So a comet would have been called a star as well. Even planets were called like wandering stars. But the weird thing with the moon now is that the moon is rusting. It's rusting, and researchers don't exactly know why. So Mars has been known for its rust. Iron on its surface combined with water and oxygen give the red planet its hue. That's Mars. But scientists were recently surprised to find evidence that our airless moon has rust on it as well. This actually comes right from NASA. So a new paper in Science Advances reviews data from the Indian Space Research Organization's Chandrayaan 1 orbiter, I probably butchered that, which discovered water ice and mapped out a variety of minerals while surveying the moon's surface in 2008. So the mystery starts with the solar wind, which is a stream of charged particles that flows out from the sun, bombarding the Earth and the moon and with hydrogen. Now, hydrogen makes it harder for this rust color, which they call it's hematite, but hydrogen makes it harder for hematite to form. So it's what is known as a reducer, meaning it adds electrons to the materials it interacts with. That's the opposite of what's needed to make hematite. For iron to rust, it requires an oxidizer, which removes electrons. And while the Earth has a magnetic field shielding it from this hydrogen, the moon does not. So the moon's actually a pretty terrible environment for hematite, which is causing this red rust color to form. And scientists are totally perplexed on how this is even happening. One scientist, I think this is one of the lead scientists, said, quote, "At first, I totally didn't believe it. It shouldn't exist based on the conditions present on the moon. But since we discovered water on the moon, people have been speculating that there could be a greater variety of minerals than we realized if that water had reacted with rocks," end quote. So very, very strange. That scientist also said, quote, "It could be that little bits of water and the impact of dust particles are allowing iron in these bodies to rust," end quote. So it's been almost 50 years since the last Apollo landing. And the moon is a major destination again. NASA actually plans to send dozens of new instruments and technology experiments to study the moon beginning next year, followed by, That has already started, but this year and next year there's supposed to be human missions that are planned as part of the Artemis program. So it's very strange. One more quote here from one of the lead scientists, quote, "I think these results indicate that there are more complex chemical processes happening in our solar system than we previously recognized. We can understand them better by sending future missions to the moon to test these hypotheses." So all of that put together, it's weird timing. And finding Rust, now, like I said before, some people are connecting this with prophecies of the sun going dark, because that's an eclipse, and the moon turning red, and then especially with this devil comet thing. And of course, a lot in prophecy, we see that that happens before the great and terrible day of the Lord, before the Lord returns. And I still think, now I think the rust on the moon is really interesting. Maybe it's pointing to something. I think that the actual moon turning red, I think that's what's called a blood moon. And we've seen those. And so I think that that's the phenomenon. The sun growing dark could be an eclipse. It could be a lot of things. But there's even a theory that when you read Revelation, we see the asteroid, the Wormwood asteroid, that when that impacts the Earth, that it kicks up a whole bunch of dust, and that's what darkens the sun and the stars, and possibly even causes the moon to look red through the debris. And that's pretty terrifying. Now that's during the tribulation, of course. But could all of these be what's known as birth pangs? We've been told in scripture to look for birth pangs, that we'll get like little mini signs of the prophecies before things actually really happen. And that very well could be too. So I do believe it's interesting. I love prophecy. I think we should be keeping our eyes on this, and just see if anything develops. I don't think anything can really be predicted on this side of it, but once it all happens, and if something happens, then we'll know. The last time that this type of eclipse occurred, it was, I talked about it in one of my previous videos, but 3 months after that, this was something like 100 years ago or something. 3 months after that, there were some of the most devastating earthquakes that America has ever seen. And this eclipse crosses paths with the 2017 one that falls right on the New Madrid fault line. So it's really interesting. And always, I don't think that it would be a mistake to, just to be on the safe side, have some emergency supplies available. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, even if this isn't anything prophetic, it's just a good, wise thing to do, because you never know when like a flood or a tornado might hit, or a hurricane, like anything where you might need some emergency supplies. So I think that that's a good thing to do. Couple of announcements. Also, let me know in the description or in the comments what you think about all this. I'd be curious to know. So just a couple quick announcements. Well, first off, dailyrenegade.com is the best place to go for these kinds of videos. Go ahead and get a subscription. It's only $10 a month or $100 a year, and it's linked in the description below. If you can do the 100 a year, that's the best one to do, because technically you get 2 months for free. You're only paying $100 a year instead of $120 a year. Monthly, it's only 10 bucks. But again, if you do that for 12 months, that's 120. So dailyrenegade.com, get the yearly if you can. That's the best place to get all of this information first before anyone else. We have some amazing new episodes of the Sharpening Report coming up that you don't want to miss. If you wait to watch them on YouTube, you're going to be waiting a few weeks, and you're only getting half of the video. And again, the reason that we've had to do that is because of censorship issues. YouTube has deleted our channels, deleted our videos, so we had to create Daily Renegade to protect ourselves from that. And also, what's great about Daily Renegade is there's a community tab, which works a lot like Facebook, and the video tab works a lot like YouTube. There's just no censorship. You're not going to have to worry about any of that. But some of the so tonight, we have true accounts of doppelgangers and bilocation. Are they demonic? Why do these things impersonate us? That's airing tonight at 7 p.m. Central. And if you're watching this, it's March 15th at the time of this recording, Friday. Oh, also, I've moved all Sharpening Report episodes to premiere Friday on YouTube. The following week, next week, we have Prophetic Beast Empires of the End Times with author Gary Wayne. And again, all of these are available right now in full at dailyrenegade.com. The next week after that, this would be March 29th, we have Roswell Revisited, New Evidence and Prophecy, and that is with special guest L.A. Marzulli. He actually found some metal debris at a location that not everybody knows about, and he talks about that. So new metal has been found and tested. Can't wait for you guys to see what L.A. has to say. And then after that, the following week, April 5th, we have Dr. Ken Johnson. Does Enoch and the Dead Sea Scrolls reveal when the rapture is? So we talk about the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Book of Enoch, and the rapture, and the tribulation. All the stuff that you would want to know, especially in terms of like this upcoming eclipse and things like that. Lots of people are really interested in those topics. So if you don't want to wait, head on over to dailyrenegade.com right now and get a membership, and you can view all of these immediately. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait till 7 o'clock on Fridays, and even then, again, it's only the first half of the video. I also want to tell you, check out the description below, because there is a prophecy conference available on demand right now, and I have a special promo code for you. This is from our friends at Prophecy Watchers. There's 30-something-odd prophecy experts that are speaking, and you can have access to all of this right now. The link is kind of long, so it's in the description below. Or you can just go to prophecywatchers.com, and I'm sure it's linked there. But you want to use the promo code PECKORLANDO24. PECKORLANDO24. And I have that information in the description below for you to check out. And then you'll have full access to all the videos and speakers, and it's available now. And if you want more information on the conference itself, the speakers and the topics, go ahead and visit OrlandoProphecySummit.com, and you can have access to all of that. Also, I want to mention, and I'll run this commercial at the end of this video, but we recently put up a video with financial expert Terry Saka about some pretty disturbing things that are coming in the very, very, very near future. So you want to check out that video. But if you want to protect your assets right now, you can finally be free from the satanic beast financial banking system that we're all having to be involved in. You don't actually have to be involved in it. I mean, it's corrupted fiat currency. And I mean, the economy is tanking. You can protect your assets right now with Christians just like you and me. I don't promote a whole lot of businesses on this channel, but I do promote Cornerstone because they're phenomenal. And I've had Terry Saka on. He runs Cornerstone. He's not a huckster. This is also why I don't promote a whole lot of stuff on this channel, is because I want to be really, really careful. I absolutely trust CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Protect your investments, protect your retirement. I mean, even if it's just a good idea to just start buying some silver and just having it, just storing it. They'll store it for you, or if you want, you can have it shipped to your house. You can bury it in your backyard, put it under your bed, whatever you want to do. But real silver will hold value over time, whereas our currency, our dollars, they don't. That's why, you know, like Big Macs are like $10, you know, just for one burger now. If you had that money in silver, it retains its value, and that's what you want. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. I'll run the commercial at the end of this. There's also a link in the description below. Also, in terms of the Ken Johnson thing, he and I have available a Dead Sea Scroll calendar, a print version that you can hang on your wall, and it shows the calendar of the Dead Sea Scrolls, which is what Enoch used. It's what the Essenes used. It's actually the calendar that's used all throughout the Bible. So every time that you see these day counts, you know, 1260 days, or when you see something like, well, on the third day, so-and-so did this. Well, that's not in there by random. That means that there's a specific date, and you can use this calendar to look and see what that date was, and if there was a feast day on that day. You can even use it for right now, for the eclipse, for all of that stuff. And actually, it falls, according to the Essenes, it falls on one of the days of unleavened bread, which is really interesting. So I have a link if you want to pick up one of those. They make great gifts, too. It's a really good conversation piece to have in your house, and it's a good study tool. So for the Dead Sea Scroll calendar, it's in the description below. It's createphotoshopcalendars.com/shop/ancient-dead-sea-scroll-calendar. Long URL, go to the description. Lastly, second to last, So most of you know that my son Nathan has overcome cancer, but the chemo absolutely ravaged his body, and we're still working to heal that, but we're doing it the all natural way, which is the best way to do it. The unfortunate thing is to get things that actually help and aren't just filled with like a lot of filler stuff, it's really expensive. So we're not just doing supplements from Walmart or anything. I mean, a lot of that stuff has a bunch of garbage in it that you don't want. To get the real stuff, it's expensive, and insurance absolutely will not cover this stuff. So we're having to pay out of pocket just to keep him healthy. So if you want to help with that, we do have a donation place set up. And it's just paypal.me/Josh Peck disclosure. Really, really easy. And then the last thing, also connecting with donating, I'm moving in just a couple of days. Actually, Monday I'll be taking a flight out to Oklahoma, and I'm moving there to. I accepted a job at Prophecy Watchers, and I'm going to be doing like creative type projects, like videos and stuff like that, for them. And so me and my family are moving out there. Well, I have the way that it worked out, and it's kind of a long story. I tell it in a different video, but just the way that it worked out, I had to leave my current job earlier than I expected. It had to do with a rental house we thought we were going to get, but the rental company was being absolutely terrible, and we had to go with a backup option. We did find a house, but that house was undergoing renovations that they're finishing up now. Basically, there's a gap of time where I'm out of work. I don't have an income except for what I do here on Daily Renegade. So I'm asking if you guys want to help get us through just this time till we move. And of course, with moving, there's all sorts of costs. And but if you feel led to help us out, man, we'd really appreciate it. And if you can't afford to, we're not trying to. You could pray for us. That would be the best thing. Either way, keep us in prayer. So I'll be flying out there Monday to get everything set up with the house, and then Christine, my wife Christina, and the kids will be coming out that Wednesday or Thursday, and will be moved in. And presumably, I suppose I would start work that following Monday. I don't really know exactly, but even then, usually you. When you start a new job, you got to wait a week or two before you start getting paid. So we have a considerable amount of time. I have already left my other job, so that was the 8th, March 8th. So we've got 3 weeks, maybe a month. But part of it too is we need to sell this house. So for a little while, until this house sells, we're going to be paying rent on a house and a mortgage on another house. And we're a single income family. We have 5 kids. My wife stays home with the kids, which she's great at. We like having it the way that it is because we homeschool and stuff. So, we're a very traditional family in those regards. But we just have the one income. So if you want to help again, that donation thing is paypal.me/Josh Peck disclosure. We would greatly appreciate it. Okay, well, I think that's it for today, for today's update. Don't forget on YouTube, if you're not a member, YouTube, we're premiering tonight the Doppelgangers episode of The Sharpening Report, and it's a really exciting, really weird episode that I think you're going to like, excuse me. And how there's actual biblical precedent for the idea of a spiritual double or of a doppelganger. So we'll get into all that. That's premiering tonight. But again, if you get a subscription to Daily Renegade, you could have access to that right now. And that is premiering at 7 p.m. Central. Okay. Well, that is all for today. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.
Concerning the economically unstable times that we live in, it is a great idea to convert some of your savings into real money. Now, there is a big difference between real money and what we call money, which is actually just currency. So our dollar is currency, which fluctuates. Real money, on the other hand, like silver, for example, is a store of value over time. The best way to think of it is like this. If you had saved $1,000 in cash back in the late 60s, the late 1960s, that $1,000 would still be $1,000 technically, but it would buy you significantly less today due to inflation. Now, if you had saved that same $1,000 in silver back in the 1960s, today it would be worth around $28,000. So one of the best ways to protect your purchasing power is in real money, more specifically, silver. You can buy and have the metal shipped discreetly to your door, and what most people don't know is that you can actually convert your IRA or even a 401k into physical silver rather than having all of your life savings tied up in the paper fiat system, which is subject to hyperinflation. Go to dailyrenegade.com and click on the Cornerstone Assets Metals banner. This is the only company that I personally trust with this kind of thing. Click on that and sign up to get your free silver report today. One of the financial experts will speak with you to find out the best way to protect your savings going forward in these uncertain times.